Hello, and welcome to episode 72 of Tuesday Teaching Tips. Now, if you've been watching these for a while, you'll know that episode 72 is something I've never said before, not because it's not been episode 72 before, but because I've never said episode anything before. However, when I looked at my playlist and I realized that there were 71 episodes before this, I thought, well, let's just mark it and say what it is. This is the 72nd one. So if you've been watching from the beginning, thank you very much. If you haven't, you can go back through quite an archive now, going back many years, and see some, well, some videos that I would probably do a bit differently, and some where the video quality was, well, it was a different time, different camera, different software. We understand. Things progress, and we hopefully are in a better place now. Anyway, today, what I want to talk about is how to edit our lessons to make sure that we only have in them what we really need. Cutting out the half we don't need. Now, where does that idea come from? Well, a couple of things. Firstly, I have had, if you've been following my Sunday sample, you'll notice I've been having as a goal, as an aim, that I would preach 25-minute lessons, whether in Lower Early or Bracknell or Watford or wherever I go. 25 minutes has become my new goal. It used to be around 30, and I've got to 30 or so. That's about my average now, sometimes a little longer, sometimes a little less. But I'm aiming for 25, and I'm struggling. It's funny how I'm finding it so difficult to get that just that extra 5 minutes off, 5 minutes off the total from 30 down to 25. And it's a real struggle. And I'm recording this Tuesday tip with some ideas, but really to ask for your ideas. I want to get down to 25 minutes. Now, let me just say this. I'm not saying that because 25 minutes is an ideal. I have heard people say to me that no lesson should be longer than 25 minutes or 30 minutes or whatever number they pick. And the human attention span is such and such and such and such. I don't subscribe to that as a thing exactly, but I'll explain why. I do think we need to keep lessons as short as possible for the group that are with us. The context is everything. The temperature in the room, whether it's hot or cold or stuffy or what else is going on around us, these things matter. There are some people with particular gifts. They can hold a crowd fully engaged for an hour or even more. Others, honestly, 5 or 10 minutes is their particular maximum for their gifts or their particular stage in development as a speaker. And of course, there are different occasions. Most of my wedding lessons have been closer to 10 or 15 minutes. That's fine. Most funeral lessons are about that long. A Sunday sermon can vary. So I'm not saying 25 minutes is what everybody should be doing. I'm saying it's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to be more succinct, more specific, more direct, still helpful, still relatable, still talking about using stories, but and doing justice to the text. But a little shorter, 25 minutes or so. The other reason this is on my mind is because of a film my wife and I watched the other day. It's called Their Finest. A really interesting, slightly quirky rom-com, sort of, but also other themes in there. It's a mixed genre film, and I really enjoyed it. But in the film, there are a couple of script writers as a boss and the person who's under him. And she's writing a lot, and she gives the script to her boss, and the boss looks at it and has a quick flip through, and then says, "Lose half." And she says, "Which half?" And he says, "The half you don't need." And that stuck with me as I'm thinking about my challenge of getting my lessons a little more succinct. What is the part I don't need? Now, I have a couple of strategies I've been employing, and they've been helping me. For one thing, I've started to use a piece of software called Omni Outliner, which I found helpful because of the way that the on the page it's structured. It's helping me to see the logic of my progression of my arguments or the points I'm making or lack of, move things around and see where I've got to the end of my point and therefore I don't need to add anything else. It's helping me to reorder things and it's helping me to cut things out. So I'm finding that particular piece of software helpful, Omni Outliner. And the other thing I'm doing is I'm asking myself, where is the inspiration in this passage? And if I've got the inspiration and I've got the story to back it up and I'm doing justice to the text, then that should be enough and I don't have to add in a lot of detail. I do quite like context. I think it's important for a congregation to have context to a passage, but I think I like more context than most people. So I have to keep reminding myself of that. Some context, not all the context. That can be brought in another time, because this won't be the last time I teach on this passage, I'm pretty sure. So limiting the context, looking for the inspiration, doing justice to the passage, have I got a good story? And then just get to the point. So here I am, struggling with my 25-minute goal. Please help me out. I'd be very grateful. And possibly the people I speak to might be grateful as well. I don't know. Anyway, send me your ideas. Please post your ideas. Post them here where you see or hear this recording. If you're watching the video, post them here on YouTube or on my website. If you're listening to the podcast, post it where you see the podcast or on my Facebook page or on my website. Thank you for visiting there. If you're subscribing, thank you so much. If you haven't done so, please do. And I have a favor, which I always ask. Please pass this on. Pass this on to one more person. Just one more person who might benefit from what you're hearing or watching. Any speaker, anybody who speaks, it doesn't have to be a church leader. Most Christians speak in some fashion or other, in some place or another, at a local Bible discussion and something like that. So anyway, pass it on to one person and post one comment. Those are my two requests. Post one and pass it on to one. That could be a new tagline. Okay. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for commenting. And please, please help me out. Get me down to 25 minutes. Until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.